Reading. English is now the world's international language, or lingua franca. It is not surprising, therefore, that national ministries of education throughout the world are promoting English. People feel that English is essential for those who want to participate in and benefit from modernization and globalization. Governments want their citizens to learn English, as they believe that it will be good not only for the citizens themselves, but also for the country as a whole. One result of this desire for English is that governments in Asia are introducing English into the school curriculum earlier than in the past. The table below shows the timing of introduction to English in the 10 countries comprising the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, along with China, Japan, and Korea. From the table, you can see that Indonesia is the only country that does not make English a compulsory subject in primary schools. But does introducing English early always lead to students learning English well? Introducing English too early may actually be harmful for children. In the school context, children first need to be able to read and write in their first language before embarking on learning a second language. If English is introduced too early, children may struggle with their first language and English. A second problem which may arise is that multilingual countries, and almost all Asian countries are multilingual, English can replace a local language in the curriculum. Children may therefore not be able to learn their mother tongues in school. Being unable to study in their first language can make it very difficult for children to do well in school. Malaysia is aware of the problems that may arise from introducing English too soon. Some years ago, it decided to teach math and science in English from the first year of primary school. However, the government soon recognized that many children were failing these subjects because their command of English was not strong enough to study complex subjects like math and science. Today, these subjects are once again taught in Malay. So, contrary to popular belief, learning a new language does not necessarily mean you must start learning it when you are very young. In fact, adults make capable language learners as long as they really want to learn. Age is less important than motivation and a good teaching and learning environment.